Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
Welcome to Beyond the Finish Line in the series of Soar Like an Eagle.
To open our conversation, we would like to ask this question to all the listeners out there. What has been your best accomplishment so far, whether it's sports, academic, or any other activities? My name is David.
And my name is Ben.
In today's episode, Beyond the Finish Line, we will talk about the power that sporting activities have in building relationships and helping new people feel included at the AISJ.
The students are at the heart of a vibrant and diverse community that celebrates and nurtures a deep sense of belonging and growth and purpose. AISJ student life is a rich and dynamic journey of exploring growth and connection.
In a particularly demanding sport like track and field, where you build relations with your team and the coaches.
And share their opinions on the topic. So starting off with me, when I first came to AISJ for orientation, at first the campus felt big. One of the first staff members I talked to was Mr. Colin Crumpton, who is the activities director, and the first question he asked was, "Do you do any sports?" I confidently replied, "Football," and instantly he suggested that I try out for the track team. At the time, I didn't have much experience with the sport, and I wasn't sure if I would make the team compared to others who had been doing this sport since 9th grade. But thanks to AISJ's no team cut policy, I successfully made the team with little experience, and as I came to every practice, the coaches were able to help me and other teammates improve our strengths and weaknesses in our events. As I was still making friends at AISJ, track and field helped me to talk and connect with more people outside of my grade. Me make more connections and build more friendships outside of my friend group, by including interactive and fun games such as Sharks and Minnows to some of the training sessions. Coaches organize group sessions for each event and an entire team stretch exercise at the end of every training and track meet.
My first day at school was fascinating because we went around the campus looking at the classrooms and the sports facilities. The first week, I felt nervous because making friends wasn't easy, and looking around to find classrooms was tough because the school is separated into sections and I did not feel comfortable asking people for help. It all changed once I joined the track and field team, where I could make friends as the team inclusion was very high and necessary for the team to work. The coaches also helped me a lot, always supporting and pushing me to my best. As time passed, the friendship I made on the team were reflected in the school environment, where I could talk to people and interact with them more. Even though I did not like speaking in class, I felt more comfortable discussing topics with my partners and sometimes asking questions to the teacher. During a sports exchange, how I saw people and helped me understand how people interacted with others.
We will now let you hear from both coaches whom we interviewed separately. We wanted to listen to what they had to say about sports and its complexities. They will discuss the sports philosophy, including teamwork, where every member contributes to the team's success. How hard work is utilized to help team members push themselves to achieve their personal best, and resilience, where the team overcomes challenges and setbacks to achieve its goals.
The first interviewer is Coach Art, and we would like to know a little bit about your journey to becoming a PE teacher and a track and field coach.
I was always into sports. I did all types of sports growing up, primarily kind of basketball and track and field. I coached my high school track, my own high school track team when I was 16, 17. I was the coach for my own high school track team. So I've been coaching since then. So actually, been coaching track for about 13 years, 14 years. And then I supplemented that with, I mean, my degree was sports science and biomechanics. So kind of the study of movement, math and physics, the application of math and physics to movement. And that lends itself very well to track and field because it is all just biomechanics and understanding the movement. And if you become more efficient, you become faster. If you understand the movement, you become a bit more technical. It improves yourself in that specific event, but also kind of as an overall athlete. So that was kind of where the passion for coaching came from, just a passion of sports in general. As a teacher, my only aim when I graduated was to not sit behind a desk for a 9-to-5. That was my only aim as a sports person. So a PE teacher kind of fit that pretty well. It allows me to remain active. It allows me to kind of expend my energy and enthusiasm. And that's where I wanted to direct it, was coaching and teaching.
The next question we asked was if there was an athlete or team member who surpassed his expectation as an experienced coach.
With all honesty, this year is an example. I have other teams that I have an example. We had a smaller team. We had people pulling out. I knew the talent that this team possessed, but to come second and third was an overachievement, I think, to be frankly honest, and which is why I was so proud of everybody, because in order for us to achieve that, every single person on the team had to pull their own weight and work hard, and every single person did that, and they went above and beyond. Every single person pushed themselves, got personal bests, and that's how you surpass the goals and expectations that we originally have, especially considering kind of the lofty heights we reached last year. But that was only because we hosted, and hosting, everyone can come, right?
Yeah.
So in this regard, having different scenarios and situations in which it wasn't the most smooth process, and yet we still achieved almost what we went out to achieve, and actually surpassed, I think, initial expectations to come second and third.
Last question we ask is, experience important for an athlete to feel comfortable with the training when joining a track team or any other sport?
Significantly different. Teaching, when I'm teaching, it is about being inclusive, making sure everyone's super comfortable at their own ability level. And there's no competitive aspect. I'm really kind of big on not having any form of competition in my PE classes. I just want everybody to feel comfortable to improve at their own rate. Now, if you've made a choice to come then join my team, then we're working hard. Then I'm not trying to hear complaints, for example.
The next interview we did was with Coach Kennedy, who is the long distance coach for AISJ. The first question we asked was, what was his first experience of directing a track and field team?
So that middle school track coach position I mentioned, that where I started off, and then prior to coming to AISJ, I was a track coach at St. Mary's School in Southern California. We also had a very successful program there, and I coached the middle and long distance kids there. And so actually here was my first time coaching high school track, but I've appreciated the increase in competition, increase in ability, and just drive and determination in the team.
The next question we asked was, is there any difference between interacting with the team? And also, as we know, he's a math teacher. So, like, what is the difference between interacting with the team and also the classroom environment?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities. I think your success as a coach is really similar to your success as a teacher, in that it has a lot to do with your rapport with students, your relationship with students, making sure that they're comfortable, not just in your classroom, but also out there on the track. That you're not pushing them too hard, but hard enough so that they're growing each day. And then, you know, just making sure that they're involved in the process of setting their own goals and having fun along the way. I think that's important.
Experience, as suggested by Coach Art, ensures comfort and confidence on behalf of athletes upon moving into a new team. This provides more clarity in regards of how one approaches and perceives the training process. Coach Kennedy has been leading a track and field team for many years and brought a different perspective to the relationship between coaching and teaching in the classroom. He said, "You treat the kids differently in the field than you will in the classroom. but you're still the leader. You still have to know how each kid is different. The key message from both coaches is to emphasize experience and flexibility as one ingredient for creating the right environment for the athletes, making sure that they learn and apply these concepts on the track.
To conclude, Coach Art and Coach Kennedy both show leadership stance of collaborating together to enhance the learning for their athletes. The way Coach Art came into coaching was through his passion for sports and education. He grew into his passion knowing how important athletic skills and personal growth are in his students. The way Coach Art came into coaching was through his passion for sports and education. He grew into his passion knowing how important athletic skills are and personal growth are with his students. He emphasized that even minor accomplishments by athletes, no matter how inexperienced they are, at the start of the learning process, could be some successes that made coaching extra rewarding. Experience, as suggested by Coach Art, ensures comfort and confidence on behalf of athletes upon moving into a new team. This provides more clarity in regards to how one approaches and perceives in the training process. Coach Kennedy has been leading a track team for many years and brought a different perspective to the relationship between coaching and teaching in the classroom. He said, "You treat the kids differently in the field than you would in the classroom, but you're still the leader. You still have to know how each kid is different." The key message from both the coaches emphasize experience and flexibility, which is the main ingredient for creating the right environment for the athletes, making sure that they learn and apply these concepts on the track.
In behalf of the Soar Like an Eagle podcast series, we would like to thank you for listening to our podcast.
And be sure to listen to the other episodes on Soar Like an Eagle. I'm Ben.
And I'm David.
And we would like to thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at aisj-jhb.com.